April 28, 2016. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. chest, tears came rolling down. The same sun shone through the window. I thought of the world without you around. And I will not lie, my dear friend, it was the lonesomest sound. Then I picked up the phone and they told me that you had survived. And I fell down on the floor and continued to
Pedro Show. Hey, Brother Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to see you again. We got some nice end of April weather.
Yeah, the winds blew out the crap.
A lot of wind.
It's howling.
It's howling, but you're right. People think the El Nino didn't come. It just didn't hit SoCal land. It was out at sea because our surf.
Yeah, it would be a big year for surf.
Big time. Still is.
Mm-hmm.
Red Flag Rock.
Yeah.
When I brought Larry...
Island.
Norgy friends to Catalina, yeah. They held their cookies, though, no
problem. Cool. Yeah, a lot of people chowed in that channel.
But Matt used to work on the boat. There's an island off there called Santa Catalina. There was a few islands, but that's a famous guy. He's got a town called Avalon. And people make the trip. He used to work the line. And a guy I did drums with, Cal Falco, last 2 years, Stooges came here. And never been, so I took him. And it was kind of all sky, all water action in 15 minutes. He held it.
Mm-hmm.
We started the show off Tad's Light, alternate tape. Coltrane with Miles Davis. And then you hear laughing our guest, Brother Matt.
Yeah.
Al Scorch.
Welcome.
Lost at Sea, which is probably a good scene. Yeah. We weren't lost at sea. The captain got us right into
it. Yeah, that was a three-hour tour.
There and back again.
Exactly right. Welcome aboard. Someone's at the hatch, but welcome aboard, Al. How you doing?
Thanks for having
just
me, Mike.
Just coincidence. I mean, I just got the music for Bloodshot there, Mike Sosa. And we were going to end up doing the spiel with you. Skype.
Yeah.
But then, by coincidence, you happen to be in town for a wedding.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's great.
Yeah, I'm really stoked to be here.
At the Love Grotto, Pleasure Point, Wild Kingdom. Somewhere north of the equator, west of the Rockies. Let's get right with your story. What's your earliest musical memory?
Yeah, man. The first time, earliest musical memory of thinking of having the music hit me and like it's sticking with me. I'm trying to think of that.
Memory, you're probably a boy.
Yeah, a little kid. Yeah. Or just
okay. Where?
It probably would have been at my house.
Where?
In Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago, Illinois.
I was conceived.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Born there, but conceived. Yeah. There's a boot camp for sailors, North Shore or something.
Oh yeah, Great Lakes Naval Base.
Great Lakes.
Yeah.
He did his boot camp there, and there was a dance for Hungarian refugees. It was 56.
No shit, that's where.
YMCA. The YMCA is no longer there. The boot camp is in the apartment my mom lived. She moved up from Peoria.
And she lived up by the Naval Base?
No, she lived in the north side. She told me in those days it was a gay bar in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a little street called Agtide or something. Like the
yeah, Agtide. Oh, yeah.
You know about this?
Okay.
I borrowed Steve Albini's bike and I went and checked it out.
Oh, cool.
So you're a little boy in Chicago and you're thinking back, what's the first music memory?
It's probably, I think there's two. Is that cool?
Yeah.
One is
stereo.
Yeah. Right, and stereo is the one. I remember sitting in front of my parents' stereo and the record player with the 8-track player and cassette player in it.
8-track, that's what I...
Yeah, man, all in one, right at the cusp when they got cassettes and 8-tracks still. It's like, we got to have both of them.
You're in the living room, man.
I'm in the living room, I'm sitting on the carpet, and I'm like, my parents were listening to records, and I just remember just like the dials all glowing and the knobs and everything and listening to the music and fucking around with all the bass and treble. Man, it was probably some kind of folk music. My parents listened to like a lot of like Irish songs and stuff like that. Irish song music, like Clancy Brothers, things like that.
So fiddle.
Lots of voices and chorus and like story songs. Yeah, guitar kind of stuff like that.
That trippy drum.
Not quite that traditional. Not like
Irish Spring.
Yeah, my mom hates that shit. Actually, she's like, I can't listen to that fiddle music. She can't do it. But more like song. Yeah. So like that, and then
what's the other memory?
The other one is, God, I just had it, and it was important. I saw a band playing on the street that just like fucking stuck with me. It was probably when I was like, maybe like 5 or 6. It was in Chicago. And my dad used to run this alcoholics drop-in center for like street dudes, like down on Division, and like Damon over by like where like Double Door is.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
So like over
by there, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So down by like Milwaukee and Division, all
Chicago,
the
Chicago, brother, man, it's got intersections, you know, like we do here, mm-hmm. but then they add in another street.
Yeah, it's like
so,
a big...
So they're always like 6 corners.
Yeah. Like, ah! Yeah, it's a big
and
grid.
Doors is, it's got doors on each side of
it. Oh, wow.
Because it's like a... It's
there's Righteous Tacos near there. That's
it's true.
North side. Uh-huh. A lot of Latin good chow there.
Yeah, man.
So it was around there.
So it was around there. Because he used to bring me down there.
Damon, that's a big street.
Yeah. We'd go down...
conked out of town
on Damon. Yeah, probably, man. Down people...
Wicker Park is, I think, where that double door is. Right?
Yeah. So just down the street from there, that's at North and Damon, and then you go like half a mile south from there, the next busy street is Division. Okay. So that place was on Division, and man, that must have been in 90 or 91. My dad was driving down there a lot to kind of run this spot. It was called Friendship House, and had been there since like the 70s.
You've got some houses.
Yeah.
No, we do. We got a lot of halfway houses.
Yeah, man. I get that vibe down here, like working class, kind of like, there's places for everybody kind
of
thing.
Some of them used to be seamen.
Yeah.
Ads. Yeah, like old sailor homes kind of things.
Especially the Scandies and stuff. They turned over the Beacon House and stuff. People would get it together.
Some Staten
Island
shit.
So they were having some like kind of festival?
No, it was just a bunch of people. It was like three or four people just playing on the street for cash. And I saw that. And
busking.
Busking. And I remember the sign. It said the Shit Creek Band. And I was like, oh, man.
They're up Shit Creek.
Right. And they're just playing on the street. So I remember that. And like...
Without a paddle.
Yeah, man.
They had the bongos. What are they playing?
There were drums, some kind of like thrown together drum set. And man, some guy playing guitar. It's just like one of those like foggy dream comfort memories,
sure.
You know, where it's just like this really magical thing that
so
I remember.
So in school, they didn't teach banjo.
No.
A banjo maybe from your mom, like in folk?
Right, yeah. And she had one.
Oh.
So there was like, so my...
So there's one in the pad?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, in the family
so
pad.
So she wasn't just Lister, she played.
She played a little bit. She tried to play banjo. That's something that she did all throughout her 20s. She would take lessons on and off and stuff. And my dad played the piano and the guitar.
So you had a piano in the bed.
Yeah, so it was a piano, and then in the corner, in the space between the piano and the wall, there was like the acoustic guitar and the banjo in cases all kind of like tucked in the corner. So kind of my dad be sitting there playing and I would always just kind of be there listening, and he would play every day.
Whoa.
He'd just come home and just rip it. You know, he doesn't get fucked up or anything. He does a party.
But he didn't ask you to get into the tradition?
Well, he was into it. He was always trying
He's
to make
into it
us.
Personally, but did he want to like flow it on to you?
Yeah, he did. And he did it in a real cool way. He wasn't like, I think, well, once he tried to, like, see if we wanted to take lessons. Like, he's a cool cat. He's
sisters.
Like, what's that?
Brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I got 2 brothers, 2 sisters. So he was kind
of
like...
Wanted all 5 of you guys.
Yeah, he wanted everybody
that's
to
a
rip
family
it.
Band.
Yeah, family jams going.
That was always the dream. We'd always talk about
so
that.
But everybody get playing?
So everybody kind of found their path. So my oldest sister is a singer. She's really talented. She teaches at a university in Chicago, and she teaches like voice. You know, she's like a voice teacher. Sure. And then my three other siblings, they all dabble in various ways. I play in like
You guys have family jams when you're young.
We would, man. It's it would be.
We have a lot of people like that.
It would be, I mean, it's not like we were like the Von Trapp family, or you know what I mean, or like Partridges or whatever, but
like Vaudeville days.
Yeah, where it's like
on the road.
Yeah, and then like
Charlie Hay,
right?
Yodeling Cowboy Charlie. He's like they bring him in the band, like he's like three.
Right, or Bill Monroe is like that.
Right,
give the littlest kid the mandolin.
I fucking
I saw him.
Buddy Ma,
Buddy Rich.
Yeah. Same buddy, just different last name. But he got in really early. A lot of those cats in vaudeville, you brought the family in the act because the act was on the road.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, know, traveling.
They're my dead weight.
Yeah, bring them all. That little kid can dance. Yeah. Put him on stage, man.
Right. You go to Chowin, you go to the UFO.
Get that baby.
Okay, so what do you get on the banjo then?
So I always kind of like... It was always kind of there, right? Since I was like little, so I it always kind of like piqued my interest because it was like there was the guitar, which my older brother started to play, and my dad started to show me how to play. And the banjo was always there, and it was always so different. I was always so intrigued by it, and it wasn't set up too good. My mom hadn't played it in a long time, so it was kind of worse for wear. Yeah, so it was all the action was all high, and the head was all loose, and I would just try to play it all the time, and then. I started getting really into it. I was when I was like 14 or 15, and I was like, "This is I was like, I want to play this thing. This thing's awesome."
So you didn't do music at school.
We had like a music class, but I remember literally like one thing we did was like, it was so like northwest side of Chicago. It was hilarious. The music teacher was like, "We're gonna learn about lyrics, guys, and we're gonna listen to this song, and you're gonna interpret the lyrics." And he puts on BTO, "Taking Care of Business and Working Overtime." I was like,
"I was into that, man."
He was, dude. Yeah, man.
Canadians, Vancouver.
Huh. Right. Randy Bachman.
And actually, him and two of his brothers. Only one dude wasn't a brother, Fred.
In BTO? I didn't know that.
I know all about him because they were big dudes in flannels. D. Boone loved them. So I'm hoping for JoJo. JoJo. Well, what am I hoping for one of them? So I'm here at the Long Beach Arena. Actually, that was later on. The first big one was Give Me Your Money, Please.
That was the BTO hit before
that? The first one, off the first album, which was a pretty good rocking album. But then it was Let It Ride, and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
Right.
But Taking Care of Business turned into like a Rudiment song.
Right, yeah.
It had the Chuck Berry chords over and over. In fact, I think some Canadians got... maybe 1,000 of them together to make the biggest, like, one jam. Okay, so, here, look, what do we got here? Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Oh, right.
Okay, we can teach us about this tune.
Oh, man, this is a tune that I wrote in, like, a two-year period of, like, after I broke up with somebody, and we hitchhiked around, and we had all these kinds of adventures. And
is it I-76?
What's that?
I-76.
I think it might... Is it 80? No, it might be 76. I got to look it up now. I'm going to sound like a...
Or it might be too far here. I don't know, but we cracked them. Georgie had mags on one of these boats we had. Second band. Kind of one. I literally cracked one off on this road. There's so many potholes in the old days.
Oh, man. Like aluminum mag wheels?
Aluminum mag. Shouldn't have those on a van.
No, man. That's...
gave was not in vain. It joins all the love that ever was and will be. So it will be.
Reflect. There's nothing to be shown. no one to read them, we remember. No one is guilty. There is no good and bad. We are just waiting in our shelter. That's all we got. Deserves. There's simply no other one. We are touching just your blood. We don't move.
my chauffeur? Won't you be my chauffeur? I want him to drive me. I want him to ride me downtown. Well, he can't drive so easy. I can't turn him down. Well, I don't want him. Well, I don't want him to be riding these girls. To be riding these girls. A brand new
taxi. I don't want that. I love you. Splish, splash. Biscuit. I am a fireman. And I'll save you.
Changing time zones.
Time zone.
Ooh, where to where no one knows. You've been changing time zones.
Changing time zone.
Where to where no one knows.
No one knows.
Time zones.
I set out from Po Valley, for wealth I had to have it. I wed a well-born woman as skinny as a rabbit. Now I'm here at this payphone, a-begging Katie, listen. I'll trade you half a million for your sweet Po Valley kissing. Hey now, Katie Kay, heaven never made one cuter. If I didn't love Katie Kay, I'd probably have to shoot her. Now some give all their favors to a girl who's looking fine, but a girl that's sad and weeping will always win. Pretty girl smiling, I run to the nearest Texas. Hey now, Katie Kay, heaven never made one cuter. If I didn't love my Katie Kay, I'd probably have to shoot her. Part I can't get behind. Each greeting, the cold shoulders, each smile met with a sneer. His wife can love him all she likes while I gaze at the mirror. Hey now, Katie Kay, heaven never made one cuter. If I didn't love Katie Kay, I'd probably have to shoot her.
Walk for Pedro show. Me and Brother Matt discussing parking options. We heard Al Scorch with Pennsylvania Turnpike. 2 year in the making breakup tune. It didn't take 2 years to break up. 2 years.
No, it took like three.
All right. Deerhoof, brand new. Debut. Good song for brand new. Smallest Tribe in the World. That's King Champion Sounds. Brand new. And Brother Vasco from Skopje, Macedonia came up with some words that the AJ, the King Champion Sounds boss, asked me to do spiel on. It's kind of a three-way from three different lands. But that's what music's for, right?
Right.
And then the Alice Bag from the Bag. Yeah. She's got a new brand new solo album. No Means No. First punk gig me and D-Boon saw was Bags. Up at the Whiskey and Go-Go West Harlem.
That was the first
and
one.
She's still in the ring.
Fuck.
Yeah, she's a great lady. Much respect. Then Rudy OMM with Falete. They're Brazil cats, but from the north, which means more sweaty, right, by the waiter.
Yeah, man.
And but music all over Brazil is righteous. Me and my chauffeur blues, Tafaco and Pat and Burns, brand new 7-inch horse music. That's got me and Larry, who was the rhythm section for last Pat and Burns tour. Splish Splash, Howie Reed, brand new. Lemon Kittens, False Alarm, Malicious. That's from my old collection. Love it. Gigi Band, brand new. You've been changing time zones. Yeah. Matt Jones, he's now in Oaktown with his career wife. Making music. Robbie Folks, KBK, that's label name.
Label name, yeah, Robbie.
One shot. And finally, Steve McKay and the Radon Ensemble with Patrick's Brain Aneurysm. So Steve McKay, sax man for Stooges.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, me and Brother Matt are going to see Ig play tonight.
Yeah, bitching.
It's called the Post-Pop
Depression.
Oh, yeah, I just read a write-up about that.
At the Greek, and Ig called me up the other day and said, "Why would you come? I'm going to give you a hug." So I asked Brother Matt, and he said he would come.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show.
Neither of us have been there
to Greek for a long time.
Right, right. So, back to the Al Scorch story. You're fiddling around with the banjo, but when do you get serious about it?
I got serious when I dropped out of high school, and I was just like, I can't fucking do this school shit, I need to focus on this, so I just practiced all the fucking time. It was just like prac in mom's basement, ride my bike.
Books or teacher?
I had a teacher.
Name?
His name was Walter.
Okay, Walter, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Walter. And so he got me started, showing me like the claw hammer kind of technique. Sure.
The whole thing about banjo, you can do it on guitar, but it's open tune.
It's open tune, right. And it's got that drone string.
That's right, the little guy on the top.
Yeah.
But some old schoolers only do the four.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, because there's some kind of the, when you get into like the Memphis jug band kind of stuff and all that kind of jazzy or bluesy stuff.
You start getting the culture of the banjo.
Yeah, like
that a lot of different ways.
Yeah, because it has so many ways to play it and so many permutations, you know.
Usually what, G?
It's open G, yeah.
Yeah, it's usually tuned in G, so it'll work with C, work with F, but usually in G. That's why I noticed about it, when you hear the things, but one reason why the kind of sound. And usually no capos and stuff.
Right. Well, I play this long neck now, so I've got like three extra frets, so I can get down to F and B flat and still have it voice nicely, you know.
And
not
cracking and cracking, woodshed in the cellar, basement. And do you remember your first gig?
The first gig, so when I dropped out, I got this job through some friends. Like, all my friends were, like, in their 20s and 30s when I was a teenager. And because I, like, got out of school. I was like, man, I can't relate to any of these fucking kids. And, like, so I just got in with, like bikes and, like, bike punks and stuff in Chicago. And one of these guys who was on that kind of scene of like critical mass, kind of bicycle activism kind of stuff. He started.
Sounds kind of good because it's flat, not a lot of hills.
Yeah, it's flat and it's a grid. So, like, ride a bike, it's like, a 10 mile bike ride? That's not so bad because there's not a single hill.
Yeah, for a pedicab.
Yeah.
Have a bridge.
Yeah.
He plays harmonica. Pedicab, harmonica.
Oh, man. That's people make mad money on the cabs in Chicago. Fucking Bears games, Cubs games, and concerts and shit. But, so I got this job, washing dishes at this restaurant. Called Handlebar in Chicago, and I promptly no-called, no-showed for after 3 weeks, you know, as you should when you're 16. And then, but a year or so later, I was like, hey, let me play at the spot. Because they had shows when they first opened. They had, okay, they had music. So I was like, hey, I know I'm this crazy kid or whatever, but let me just play a set.
Yeah.
So they gave me a set. They're like, here, have this night. And I invited all my friends out and shit, and my family, and played this gig. And I was like, went right at the 16, 17 kind of.
Now, what'd you do? Your own tunes?
Yeah, I played some of my own tunes. I played some traditionals and played some other songs that I was working on covering and stuff like that.
Well, how'd it feel? Was it passion?
Man, it was a fucking, it was a rush. It was like a good pants shitter where you're like, hell yeah, like this is, I'm fucking terrified.
I'm fucking playing, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't fight. Yeah. Stack it up.
Yeah, man. That's why I tie my pants at the bottom before I play, man.
Around the ankles.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so you were off. It was launch pad.
Yeah, man.
Springboard.
And that felt so good. And so I kept just, like, kicking around, you know, playing house shows and DIY spots and shit like that. Because that's, like, the only place you can play when you're, you know, 17, 18.
Right, because liquor laws.
Yeah, and just, like, that was what was accessible. I tried to, like, you know, like, get on club gigs and shit, and, like, you know, bookers and shit are like, no way, fuck, no way. You know, because you're, like, this kid. So I'm, like, and then I'm 18, and I had been staying with my girlfriend, and she lived with a bunch of other friends, and this was, again, around kind of like Wicker Park, Humble Park. They lived in this old bar. So it was a ground floor bar building, and then everybody's bedroom was in the basement, all framed out rooms in the basement.
Yeah.
So this band from Chattanooga was coming through, and they were having a show at the house for them. My friend who lived at the house knew these Chattanooga cats, and she set up a show, and she was like, hey, you should play this show, because these are my really good friends, and they're fucking awesome. And I was like, all right, I'm stoked.
Like opening up?
Yeah, opening up. So I played that show, and Daniel from the band, from ADDC, the band that was on tour, he watched my whole set, and he was just, like, there with it. You know, like, when you're playing a show, and you see that one or two people who are just, they're just with you the whole time. Yeah, and they got you, and they're lifting you up, and they're there for you. So he was there at that show, and then when I got done playing, and a little while after that, he was like, hey, man, like, get in the van. We got, like, 12, 14 days left, a couple weeks. Like, we're going to go to Bloomington and through Ohio and go to New York and down through Asheville and back to Chattanooga and shit. He's like, come on. Yeah.
Damn.
So I did, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Yeah. In the first hour, you made the story now. Brother Matt.
Yeah.
April 28, 2016, edition of Rock People Show, hold tight for hour two. April 28, 2016, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pete Rose Show.
Have you ever seen a hangman tie a slipknot? Have you ever seen a hangman tie a slipknot? Well, he whines and he whines, and after 13 times he's got a slipknot. He's got a slipknot. Slipping, no, will not. It'll slip around your neck, but it won't slip back again. That slip knot, oh, that slip knot. Oh,
about their sense of justice, justice. Thank you.
You think the atmosphere is better up there. You breathe in and you breathe out without a care. On your own planet. But down on Earth they have to make do with less. Attempting contact with you is like playing chess. With some pieces missing.
you lay eyes on this prairie-style mansion across this wide expanse of a yard, it feels great when you are on a mission to work and succeed, to walk in and join the process. It's more than a beautiful building. It's where we stake our lives, to plan our futures, to join in the work-ordered day, to make something, to become an accepted person and function well in society. We plan through three departments, Café to fuel our hearts and stomachs, membership and communication department to lead us on through our day, and biz to tie it all together. I love this house because I feel welcomed in. I have developed here. I know my place in the stream of things. Your house helps to keep me alive and functioning and giving back to society.
My heart is heavier than metal now. My eyes so swollen by the booze. I don't know what I did or how I've gotten here. And all I know is that's the truth. I wanna swing you back and forth just like a pendulum and let you know this is right. And then I feel just like a kid inside a candy shop and everything is on the house. Back like like animals, act like animals. My head is pounding like a thousand hammers at a time. With every nail I cross the line. I wanna treat you to the final winds and all the lies. Like animals. Who are you and who do you think you are? I didn't think that you would go that far, but you did. You did. And who are you and who do you think you are? I didn't think that you would go that far, but you did. Oh, yeah, you did. My heart is heavier than metal now. My eyes were wild, you were loose. I don't know what I did or how you got in here. And all I know is that's the truth. I wanna swing you back and forth just like a tire swing. Let you know that I'm right. I wanna feel just like a kid on the 4th of July with fireworks inside my eyes. Act like animals, just like animals. Act like animals.
Pedro show. Some kind of parking pass getting printed here. Wow, it
comes. Yeah, double duty.
There we go.
Cool. Cool parking.
Start off the second hour with Slipknot, the Mouse Course. That tribute to the Iowa band, but what do you got? Much respect.
Yeah.
Bobby Dylan would like to break his arm patting on the back. Your brand new Bushy out of Dublin. Estelle, drummer man now. In the, actually, it was an old project that's been revived. Then, here's a trip. You know, you can't copyright a song title. So just to prove that, here's two bands with the same name. The Carpetero from General Italy with Wait! Exclamation mark. Wait! And then Art Trip and the Stag Sound with Wait! No exclamation marks.
Question mark?
Like, wait. Wait.
I actually had a question mark.
Yeah,
wait? Or ellipsis. You
know. Wait.
And then we had Richard James with Do You Know Me? Bart Davenport after that, On Your Own Planet. Death Pedal. They're out of Glasgow. The Future. I love Yahara House, Joe Brewer, Jack Brewer's cousin in Madison, his poetry, and finally heavy metal, Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Okay, so you went on your first tour.
Went on my first tour,
which was the result of one of your first gigs.
Right.
So people, when you play a gig, it's not for anything. It can be the next step in tomorrow, your whole new tomorrow. So that tour was bitching, right?
Oh, my God.
You got the bug.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It peeled my lid just all the way back.
After that, when you get back home?
Yeah. I'm like, shit, what do I do now, man? So I'm kind
of... You want to be man alone. You don't really want to have a band.
Right, because I didn't have anybody to play with. And I'm doing this, like, doing this banjo thing.
Chicago's got a buttload of people playing music.
There are, and it took me a while to find them. It took me maybe...
They didn't have the right people you thought
right.
in your band.
Yeah, and also, you know, just like being that age, being 18 or 19, like, older cats are going to be like, get out of here. And
unless
like,
you're Stevie Winwood. You know about him, right? 17, he's in the Spencer Davis.
So he got...
He's playing the organ and singing like a teenager.
Yeah, man.
Before traffic, before... Yeah. Amazing. He started out as... But not everybody does that.
Right.
Steve Marriott, Humble Pie, that cat, he was Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Some cats start really young.
Yeah, man. I feel like back in that day, too, there was still like that old school like A&R vibe going on where it's like, we got some good-looking, talented kids, and we're going to put them all together, you know?
Maybe he's not so much of that.
I don't think that... Maybe
that's K-pop. Here.
Yeah, right?
Or some of that over there.
Yeah. I bet that still... I think people do that for themselves nowadays.
Okay. Okay, so you search around for the right people, but in the meantime... Now,
playing solo, yeah.
Okay. Any recording?
Yeah, so on that first tour...
Yeah.
So on that first tour with the Chattanooga dudes, ADDC...
Now what's the name of the band?
ADDC. Like,
ADDC.
ADDC. They're fucking great, man. Yeah. They're part
Chattanooga border town.
Yeah.
The river, it's really neat, the geography there.
Mm-hmm.
Cuts big canyons, big mountains.
The Watauga Valley.
Lots of fir trees. And
yeah, biodiverse as hell, man.
A beautiful thing, but a lot of people bypass it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad. But it happened.
It is a happening spot for sure.
So ADDC.
So ADDC, we get to Bloomington. First stop on that tour is Bloomington, Indiana. We go down to Bloomington. Yeah. And we're hanging out down there, and we're down there for like a couple days. It's like 2 or 3 days. I think one of the guys was seeing somebody there at the time, so we stopped for a while, and everybody had a bunch of friends there. And they were like, man, we got to make you a tape, man. We got to get you something to sell if you're playing. So
slick merch.
Yeah. He was like, you need some fucking merch, man. So while we're there, we're like, all right, I'll meet my buddy Matt Cathcart, who I met on that trip. And he's like, oh, yeah, man, I got a 4-track. We'll go down in the basement. We'll cut some songs and we'll make some art and go to Kinko's and fucking print it out and we'll put it together. And like, yeah, so we did that while we were in Bloomington. And then I had tapes for the rest
just
of the tour. Yeah, just like doing
this. What's that tape called?
That tape is called More Graham Crackers, Please. Just absurdist, like... they're like, what do you want to call it? I was like, I don't know.
Are you into graham crackers?
I guess, they're good.
Did you hear about why they were invented?
Huh.
This cat thought it was a cure for pregnancy.
Wow.
And I got to test this out. We got all these ladies pregnant and shit.
Mr. Graham?
Yeah.
Or Graham Flour? It's like,
it's your bones fucked. Or obviously, it wasn't a very good... technique.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah, that did not work, man.
But maybe a lot of bass players came into the world. You know. Speaking of which, we got the Spin Cycle coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Al Scorch collaborating with Brother Matt.
Right on.
Let's do it.
The banjo.
from around here, right here.
God don't never change.
Jesus. Always will be God. Yeah, he's God. God don't ever change. He's God. Always will be God.
Don't know who's around.
Cool banjo accompaniment.
Yeah, Brother Matt, what was it? What was it that made you do what you did to us today?
I was just wondering, what could I do for some banjo bed? And saw Buzu Bayou and felt like I would work off of that. And got some Scott Bayou, McLean in there with some seatbelt and new
stuff. Scott McLean, Original
Strong. Yeah, and that God Don't Ever Change as a salute to Blind Willie Johnson that just came out. So I had some Lucinda Williams and Tom Waits off of that one. So
right.
And Al Scorch along the way.
Tom
with all
kick in the beep right away. So
yeah, I was like, I said, what's he doing? Trying to find kind of harmonic.
Tom with you.
I was like, sometimes you just got to listen, and you know, I'm just trying to hear it. And,
yeah, I know. In the situation, people, you got to understand, this was kind of a delicate one. Usually you got it more set up for people at the Freak Flag Fly, but Al Scorch, you did right.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
The situation at hand, you dealt with it most fucking effective.
I was just trying to channel all
the very proud. People are at the end of the second hour, 2016, April 28th, Dish Wapito Show. Hold tight for hour three. April 28th, 2016, it's the third hour, the Wapito Show.
Everybody deserves a sunny Saturday morning. Everybody deserves a stormy Sunday night. Everybody deserves what everybody deserves. I don't need a whole lot, but at least I got the news. You know what I deserve. Everybody deserves a piece of fruit in the morning.
I've had enough.
just because they wouldn't want to be here anymore. Echo a voice of your voice, remain.
Peter Show started third hour off of Al Scorch doing a cover. Let's hear the story on this, Isambia.
Well, this is a song that my friend Galen Moore wrote, and she played it in a band called Beer Garden. And they were, Galen and some of the folks out there in New York were the people that I met when I went on that first tour, when I jumped in the van with Eddie DC. And man, I heard that song, and it just stuck with me. It just really meant a lot to me, and it transferred well to the old banjo, so I just started fucking playing it.
And Brother Matt was talking about the art on this album.
Yeah.
And that's another lady friend. Also, the art on your
on the
resonator.
Yeah, on the scene there.
Yeah.
My friend Damara Kamenecki, she goes by Damarak the Destroyer, and she's been making cover art with me or for me for my music since 2010 or so. She started with a 7-inch for us, and then she did my last album cover, Tired Ghostly Town, and then she did this one for Circle Around the Signs, and she also drew this kind of mandala circular design on my banjo.
You're not afraid of collaborating with women?
No, I think it's the best.
I want to know about the connect with Bloodshot.
Oh, right.
I know they're Chi-Town, but
yeah.
Tell me how that happened.
Man, so I was always just kind of aware of them, you know, like being this kid in Chicago playing like weirdo banjo punk music, you know, and I was like, oh, that's a thing that people are already doing this. That's cool. That's just how it happened when I was doing it, but it's awesome to see there's other people doing it. So I was aware of them, and it was kind of inspiring, you know, being a young person, like seeing that label and checking them out and being like, man, holy shit. And what really stuck with me was the writing, like all the writing for all their descriptions of their music and artist bios and stuff is just like so real and so not, you know, fucking, yeah, some bullshit, you know, just like it was very conversational and they had a unique voice.
So you found out about this label.
I found out about this label. It just kind of sticks with me, and I keep making music I found out about them when I was maybe 16 or 17, and I keep making music, and I get into my 20s, and I put out this first record, and I keep touring around and shit, and man, it's a fucking hard road to hoe, and I'm like, man, I need some help. Like, I want somebody who knows the ropes and you know, who are some real people and, you know, who aren't just like biz fucking weirdos, you know? And so I started getting the songs together for the second record, Circle Around the Signs, and I emailed Bloodshot. I invited them to a show, you know, and that's the nice thing about being in Chicago is that I could invite them to a show and they could come easily to it.
That's where they are.
Yeah. And that's like the best piece of advice for anyone who's like, how do I work with somebody, or how do I, you know, like, I want a booking agent, or I want a manager, whatever the fuck people
assistant
want.
Assistant hair tech.
Yeah, exactly. Come to
I'm
the show.
Gig.
Come to the gig. That's it. That's all that should matter.
Because they're seeing what the dealio is.
Yeah.
It's no words.
Right.
It's you.
Right. It's the music, and that's what it's about. It's about the music, and it's about the performance. So
they came to the gig?
They came to the gig.
You
and
knew they were there?
I had the feeling. I invited him to a weird one. I probably shouldn't have invited him to this gig because it kind of sucked. It was like some, like, outdoor food truck thing. It was like the worst fucking street festival ever.
Yeah.
And there was like nobody there. It was in a, it was literally in a
black. Those character builders.
Yeah, it was a total character builder and a pocket builder. It definitely helped pay the rent, that gig.
Oh, you paid rent?
Yeah.
Somebody there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's some shit. It was a failed event.
Not a lot of those gigs.
Well, it's funny, you know? It's weird. I feel
usually
like
it works the other way.
Yeah, right? Yeah, but it's weird. It was like a...
Anyways.
It was an outdoor festival thing situation that had already been set up. So I kind of knew they were there, and I was just like...
You know what they looked like?
I had no idea. Yeah, but I was like, oh, the
email, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so I was like, it was like... I kind of inferred because they were like, you know, maybe there were like, you know, maybe 20 people who rolled up to see us play. And I was like, oh, there's some people I don't know. Maybe it's them.
Yeah.
So I kind of just figured and I just like kept a fucking good attitude, you know, and just played and just was myself and was just like making fun of shit. I was like, why are we playing in this fucking blacktop parking lot? It's 100 degrees out. There's no shade. Just kind of saying what everyone was thinking and
okay,
pointing shit out, just talking like I do on stage. And so they saw the show and they liked it. And then through the promoter of a show a couple months later, they brought me onto this show with one of their artists in Chicago. They're like, hey, we'll open this show. And then that kind of brought everybody from the office, from the label in, because it was one of their artists' shows in Chicago that I was playing on. So everyone was there already and they got to see me play. And I kind of just continued the correspondence, you know, of just like, hey, I'm doing this thing. Hey, I'm doing this thing. Hey, I'm doing this thing. You know, just kind of.
And they finally said, we want to do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to play everybody out.
There you go.
What about it?
What about this one? This is another one that I had percolating around for years, for a couple years,
percolator.
Yeah, man. Sometimes they come right out, and sometimes they gotta sit there, especially with words and shit.
Too.
Yeah. Maybe more. Maybe ferment. That's a little more positive, maybe.
Okay,
everybody out. The place is hot. The blue nose bastard blew the spot, and we got to get going. No, we're gonna get got. Let's go.
except the one you make. I'll let your true light show, let it show.
We'll be right back.
music is all a part of another tomorrow, another kind of language. Speaking things of nature, naturalists, the way it should be.
A lapse of time of abstract thought. A thousand years of wars that was fought. Miles of walk just to liberate art. Destination, restoration. Dreams that was placed in the heart of nation. Raiders of lost right transportation. Get the lifted, voted, rock. Kingdom built, both the rules we start. Knowledge must have jumped a generation. The holy grails picked up where you fail. Visual climate, we came from beyond the llamas. Riding the sandstorm, we transformed. Pioneers.
The music is different here. The vibrations are different. Not like Planet Earth. Planet Earth sound of guns, anger, frustration. There was no one to talk to from Planet Earth to understand.
Too far off to receive this radio wave. You said, I'm too far off to receive this radio wave. You said, I'm too far off to receive this radio wave.
The music of the earth, the music of the sun and the stars, the music of yourself, vibrating. Yes, your music too, your instruments. Everyone's supposed to be playing their part.
I'm the future, I was the past. I know it now, got a built to last. Many moons ago, many tunes ago, a life on earth ago, was it worth it though? Disconnected, a distant nexus, misdirection, a different exit. Disenfranchised, a life invested, lab rat tested, a mind molested. Who's the holder of all the keys? Who's the controller of all disease? Who's the sole owner of all you believe? My system is solar, it's all conceived. Fellow man, men follow man, a hollow plan, turn hologram. Modern man takes a model stand, but we live in a shadow of the shallow man.
Readjustment, synthesis, isotope, teleportation, transmolecularization, frequency polarization, intergalactic realm of eternal darkness, intergalactic realm of eternal black darkness, white darkness, infinity incorporated.
Don't
you're not going to be disturbed. Now, be at ease.
Spending all your precious time at dumb, stupid, boring jobs just to make the owners rich. Whoa, dragging you down into mediocrity, dragging you down. Whoa, dumb weather bullshit, stacking old cardboard, wasting your precious life. Whoa, dragging you down into mediocrity, dragging you down. Whoa, this is cruel managers control freaking everyone, throwing shit everywhere. Whoa, dragging you down into mediocrity, dragging you down. Whoa, I hear that boy and granny fucking in the gift suite, then they shit on everyone. Whoa, dragging you down into mediocrity, dragging you down. Whoa, and when the
Watch the Pedro Show last music for this edition. Everybody out. Al Scorch. What's the story?
This is a percolator. But it's like a vibe. It's like a story vibe. That's what I go for in a lot of songs. It's like, it's not a specific story, but it's a story with characters that there's this whole vibe. And I think the vibe of this song is like, is doing it for yourself. And that, like, in our communities where we do art and music for ourselves and activism for ourselves and the greater world, there's always this kind of presence of the people outside, right, who are looking in, whether it's like, you know, the cops who want to bust up the protest, or it's the vultures from the music biz trying to get something real to fucking sell. You know, it's always us together in this kind of underground. And sometimes when the spot gets busted, you got to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
So.
Run away, find nothing. Then we had Robert Circle with GTHOOHO. Whatever the fuck. It's an acronym, brother. My guess is. Slippers and Asylon with Further Still out of Strong Beach. Tokyo Savannah, Brazil band. Two-time criminal. Basho. Sacred. Scared of Being Good. Hamburg. Dr. Amazon Without Reservations. That's Portland, Oregon. And finally, John Truby with Dragging You Down into Mediocrity. Whoa.
Damn.
That's a beat down.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
Look, you already told us some advice, right? You want people to know about you, invite them to the gig.
The gig. It's all about the gig.
So we don't have to ask you about that. But what about future plan?
Future plan, man.
You're going to probably come back not for a wedding, but probably for some...
For a show.
Tour plan?
Yeah, we're planning tours around this. So the record's out May 13th. Mm-hmm. And May into June, we're going to do bigger band shows around the Midwest. So we're going to... I'll bring out like a six-piece band.
Summertime in the Midwest.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, May and June, and then July, we're going to go out east. We're doing all the wrong places. We're going to the southeast in June.
Like, real sweaty.
Like, yeah. Out to New York and then down through North Carolina and Alabama. Like a genius.
But you know what? It's not really south. It's just east of the Rockies, because Montreal... It's summertime, is sweaty.
Oh, man, yeah, it's so Chicago, man. It's everywhere.
Oh, I know about it. I told you. St. Louis.
Oh, dude.
It's the Rockies.
Fuck, man.
We're protected by them. We're buffeted.
And then we'll be out here. We'll be out west in the second half of July. So we're going to come out through. We're going to jag up to Minneapolis and Fargo, come down through Sioux Falls, and then shoot over through Denver, Albuquerque, and then probably come to L.A. through Flagstaff and then up to Portland.
Okay. Flagstaff, I-17 and I-40.
Portland, last week's guest, Fred Portlandia. He's going to Portland.
Oh,
Fred was here last week, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be up
but there's a Portland in Maine, too.
There is, which I love as well.
That's nice in the summertime.
That's a, ooh, yeah.
One time I was there, it was 100 degrees.
Fuck.
It was in the 80s, late 80s or something.
People are
100 degrees.
Didn't know what to do.
It was only one day. But that's a neat pad. Last time I was there, I got taken sailing.
Oh.
Skipper Neil.
Bitchin'.
Captain Neil. Yeah, took me out in this big old fucking, and not a motor one, right? Sails.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit different trip.
Oh, man. Hold
Skipper Jeff, one. I think he's going to sell the Pride of Cucamonga.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone ask him about that.
Those boats with motor suppositories. You want sails.
This trip he's sailing over there on the other side. It always confuses me because the coast is on the wrong side. That's just true. Being
oh,
on this side.
Right.
I'm used to this side.
Yeah, that's true.
Starboard.
Well, that's what Lost at Sea's about,
How
man.
How many letters in left?
Four.
How many letters in port?
Four.
You'll never forget.
There you go.
Al Scorch, we want to thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming down.
For
cool.
Thanks so
Pleasure.
Much, Mike. Thank you,
Essentially,
Matt.
Mucho gusto.
And how long are you here for the wed?
I'll be here till Wednesday, so I'll be here for almost another week.
So
yeah.
You going to see some SoCal?
Yeah, man. I'm going to probably...
Don't say Disney.
They should trip around Pedro today.
Jesus Christ, man. Hell no.
I hear dudes say that. I'm going to go to Disney,
man.
Like, are you fucking serious?
They had someone asking to do a thing for four free tickets for 61st anniversary or something like that. I was like, no thanks.
Absolutely. Yeah, no way, man. Fuck
that.
So
you got a plan, though?
Yeah.
Where are you staying?
So I'm staying between my friend Dinah's house here and my friend Aaron's house.
East Hollywood.
And then my buddy Aaron lives in Boyle Heights.
Not Echo Park. East Hollywood. Yeah. Thai Town.
Yeah.
There's a club I've been playing, Stone and Harvard or something.
Yeah, Harvard and Stone.
Harvard and Stone.
Yeah, Boyle High School, get some El Tapia.
That's that far.
El Tapia?
Killer burrito.
Yeah. Also, go downtown along Vera Street, that Taqueria place.
Yeah.
Love
you got plenty of cool options.
After that song, they go,
Cielito Lindo.
Cielito Lindo. I think we passed it on the way from
that's
the train.
That's where L.A. started. That was the whole fucking town.
Right there. Okay, at Union Station?
Because there was no water. It's near Union Station.
Yeah.
Philippe's.
A little bit west.
Go to Philippe's.
Philippe's. There too.
Is that in...
Bad French dip.
Is that in Chinatown around?
Right on the edge,
right here. Right a little bit east of Chinatown. It's right there. Big lines. Mm. Good chow. French dip sandwich.
Right.
Killer.
We do that.
Chicago's got good chow, though, too.
Yeah, right? We got the Italian beef, which is like the Italian dip.
And also the Polish kielbasa.
Oh, man,
yeah. Killer meat.
And all kinds of killer steaks. Probably the most north place. Well, people are moving all over. But for Mexican food, man, Chicago a long time was the authentic,
For sure.
But they're in Minnesota now, too. I eat the part of town there where it's real. Yeah, when the family's moving, you don't have to go that Taco Bell shit.
Yeah, man. You get the real shit. And that, next time you're in Chicago, I'll take you on a food tour.
Have a good time here in town, and when you come back, so you'll be here in July.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Check out Al Scorch. Where they find you on the web?
AlScorch.com, BloodshotRecords.com.
ALScorch.com. Check it out, people. Thanks so much for being on the show. Thanks
yeah.
Aiden in the bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to get it. Had to get to Pedro. Yeah.
Everybody, it's April 28, 2016 edition of Walk for Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.